When it comes to technology, there's a lot of IQ, but not so much EQ. We're talking about emotional quotient or emotional intelligence. WBUR's Asma Khalid of our Bostonomics team met with someone who's trying to change that and joins us now. Hello there.
Hey, Bob.
So tell us about it.
So I met with Rana El-Kaloubi. She's an Egyptian-born engineer who started this company to really explore emotion in tech, you know, ways to, say, measure our facial expressions and whatnot. And she told me that she was really inspired to create this because she told me that when she moved to Cambridge, England for her PhD, she moved from Egypt and realized that the person with whom she was the closest was actually her tech with her computer. And all of that got her thinking about how to enhance that interaction. Bob, it was fascinating. I want you to actually hear some of our conversation.
So when you look at humans, our emotional intelligence is really fundamental to our overall intelligence, right? So people who have higher EQs tend to be more likable and more persuasive, and they're just more successful in their professional and personal lives. And we think that that is true for technology as well. So we envision a world where our devices and our technologies are emotion aware. They can sense and respond to your emotions in real time in a way that makes the interaction more positive, but can also lead to positive behavior change.
And we hear a lot about AI, right? But this idea of emotion AI sounds kind of new to me. How did you get into this space?
So emotion AI is this idea of artificial emotional intelligence. And I got into this many years ago as an academic, actually. And I was intrigued by how much time we spend with our technologies, yet our devices have absolutely no clue how we're feeling. Like, right? Like they know where we are, they know who we are, they know what we're doing, but they don't know how we're feeling. And so, I just got fascinated by this idea that these mechanical objects that surround us and interface with us every single day can now sense our mood.
Big news from you all. You've just announced that you've been focusing so far on facial expressions for the past few years, but you've announced that you're now going to be looking into measuring emotion in speech. Can you explain to us how that works?
Yeah, so if you look at how people express emotion, 55% of the kind of the signal or the data is in your facial expressions and your gestures. So we have this vision for what we're calling multimodal emotion AI. It's this idea of combining different channels of emotions to get a really accurate picture of how you're feeling. And we're adding speech to the mix. And so we can detect if you're angry or laughing or if you're, you know, if the emotion is intense just from your, you know, how you're saying the words.
So I just want to explain to folks, we've moved into a side demo room, and Rana is now sitting in front of a computer. What's going on?
So this is our AffDexMe application that, you know, for the longest time we used as a demo of our facial emotional analysis technology, and we've now added speech capabilities. So as I'm talking, you can see bars light up as I express different emotions in my voice. So I'm going to try and sound really angry right now. And you can see that the anger bar maxed out. Another one is arousal. So arousal is the intensity of the emotion in your voice. And I'm pretty intense in how I speak, and I express emotions a lot. So you can see that the arousal bar is pretty high. And it fires whether the emotion is positive or negative. And then the last one we have here is laughter. All right, so I'm going to try and laugh on the spot.
All right, there you go. And yeah, so it's also in the same way able to assess the facial expressions that you all have been looking
exactly.
at.
So, okay. So this is a glimpse into what a multimodal system would look like, where it's analyzing my emotions through my face as well as through my voice.
So what's a real-life application of this?
So emotion AI has applications in many, many industries. One of the big ones is around conversational interfaces. So if Amazon Alexa or Cortana or Siri are going to become more persuasive, you know, they're going to persuade you to buy something or take a different route to work, they need to have a deep emotional connection with the user. They need to understand your emotional state. So if you're confused, it needs to, like, you know, apologize and try something different. If it's annoying you, if even if it's kind of trying to make you laugh and happy.
And Bob, Rana told me that this emotional AI can be useful for driverless cars, you know, say in case you need to wake up the driver. There's also huge applications for TV ads, of course. You know, her company works with market research firms all the time.
So, Asma, you tried this out?
I did, Bob, and it was interesting. I will say that I have a little bit maybe more of a serious face at times, so that was interesting with the facial expressions. I tried to talk with it a bit, to laugh, make a joke. But one thing that I'm intrigued about, Bob, is that, you know, it only is in beta right now. And so there's really only three options for it to assess the tone in your voice. So it can't necessarily pick up things like sarcasm. You know, if I ask you, Bob, are you thrilled to be hosting Morning Edition, waking up at, I don't know, 2-3 in the morning? And you say, yes, Asma, I love waking up at 3 in the morning. I don't know that it's yet qualified enough to be able to pick up on sarcasm.
And whether it would be able to read correctly through my beard.
Good point.
WBUR's Asma Khalid with our Bostonomics team. Thanks a lot. Very interesting.
You're welcome.